With Wikipedia, we have for removal cases, especially those in the United States. We have some who are escorted by special charter flights, and some cases where we have voluntary returns where the person comes on a commercial flight. And if you come on a commercial flight or a charter flight, you are received upon arrival by the immigration authorities in Liberia. You are taken to our headquarters and processed. That is, you get all your particulars. And after the particulars, after filling all our forms and things, you are turned over to your family or your lawyer. And we have what we call a probation period wherein you are to report to us within a period of 90 days.
So when is Mr. Bole due to report back to the immigration?
We hope he will pay us a visit on Monday when he finishes processing and that will be all.
How does the immigration see Mr. Bole's position? Is his position criminal or his return from the United States is considered voluntary?
As I said, from the letter that I received a carbon copy of the note verbal sent to our foreign ministry, it was that Mr. Bole was coming on a commercial flight via FM Brussels, and that was what was reported to us.
Now, I know that part of his removal from the United States was that perhaps he was a warring faction leader who was involved in human rights abuses in Liberia during the Civil War. Does your government consider that criminal?
As I said earlier, there was no report submitted to my office, official report from the American Immigration Authority. It was a note verbal sent to the foreign ministry about his date of arrival. That is all I can say about for now.
So let's assume Mr. Bole reports today, Monday, and he's processed. He's going to be let free to go.
Yes, that's how we do all removal cases.